As we journey through Moby Dick, be sure to keep your eyes peeled for classical and biblical references. These may be hard to spot if you aren't steeped in the classics. We won't have time to notice all of them, because there are a billion, but I do want to mention some when they appear. In Chapter 2, when Melville describes the cold and the howling wind, he mentions Euryclodon as tossing Paul's craft. In Acts 27, when Paul appeals to Caesar in speaking with Festus, the procurator of Judea, he has to go to Rome to stand trial. In his journey from Judea to Rome, when they set sail from Lycia, the ship encounters this northeastern wind called Euryclodon in Greek, literally an eastern wave, or Euryquilo in Latin, northeastern wind. Melville is going to use, it seems, every biblical reference to sailing or ships or winds. He says of this Euryclodon, "Nevertheless is a mighty pleasant zephyr to anyone indoors with his feet on the hob quietly toasting for bed. The wind was howling around a corner of the Spouter Inn." This biblical reference, I think, is not insignificant. This storm actually resulted in Paul's ship being carried along by this storm until it finally ran aground, and all of its occupants, 276 centurions, prisoners, and crew, swam to shore. This wind is a biblical foreshadowing of things to come with the Pequod. So Ishmael tells us it is good to be indoors when this cold wind is howling, and then he supplies us with another biblical reference. It's the parable of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke 16. This is not the Lazarus who is the brother to Mary and Martha and resurrected at the end of the Gospel of John. The parable was that there was a rich man who lived in luxury and Lazarus who was a poor beggar. It is inferred in the passage that the rich man loved his riches while Lazarus loved God. When they die, one goes to heaven, the other goes to Hades or hell. As you can see in chapter 2, we have Lazarus, but Dives, in Latin, a V is pronounced like a W, so it's not Divis, it's Dives. Dives is the rich man, because this is the Latin word for rich man, and this is what Melville uses. What's interesting is that this is also the title of the god of the underworld, Pluto, or Hades in Greek. Dives, or Dis Pater, came to be used for Pluto because we find precious stones and metals underneath the earth. Then Melville says of Dives, "Yet Dives himself, he too lives like a czar in an ice palace made of frozen sighs, and being a president of a temperance society, he only drinks the tepid tears of orphans." He brings up this biblical parable of inequity between ungodly greed and those who are in need. He demonizes the rich man and makes him represent the god of the underworld. To be honest, I've always noticed this passage, but wasn't quite sure what to make of it. Is this just an embellishment, all about the cold? Well, let's keep it in mind and see if we see it again.